who's saying of the United States,
"We have no better friends in the world. You stand for Israel and you stand for Jerusalem."
As around 100,000 Palestinian protesters were clashing with Israeli security forces not far from the new embassy, President Trump said in a video message to the gathering,
"Our greatest hope is for peace."
The president's senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner also telling the crowd he believes peace between the Palestinians and Israel is possible.
"We will look back upon this day and remember that the journey to peace started with a strong America recognizing the truth."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
President Trump says nations have to open their eyes to what's really going on in response to Saturday's knife attack in Paris when a 20-year-old Frenchman born in Chechnya ran through a crowd in the city's opera district, slashing people with a knife, killing one person. The president says this kind of sickness and hatred is not compatible with a loving, peaceful, and successful country. Eruption watch continues on Hawaii's Big Island. Scientists say Kilauea could blow at any time.
They say the lava crater in the volcano is lowering and the pressure is building up for another eruption that could send boulders in the air and ash clouds for miles. Hawaii police spokesman Alan Richman runs down the latest numbers.
2,000 people have been evacuated in the Puna area, so all attempts are being made to protect those people. So far, no lives have been lost. Properties have, however.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Wisconsin police department's being urged to fire one of its officers seen on video punching a teenager during an arrest last week. Many activists are calling for the officer to be fired and charged after that arrest on Friday afternoon in a mall parking lot. The teenager charged with disorderly conduct, battery, and resisting an officer. Community groups, mall security, and police officials did meet about it, and the police say they're aware of the situation and are conducting their own investigation. Some unexpected prom guests at a Miami high school on Friday, drawing some outrage from parents and students. The theme of this year's Christopher Columbus High School prom was Welcome to the Jungle, and that's why the school paid to have a caged tiger brought to the Friday night event, along with birds, a lemur, and a fox. Some students expressing concern the tiger was stressed out and uncomfortable, one girl saying she felt the animal was suffering for entertainment. The school, though, is defending the use of the animal, saying they were overseen by licensed handlers and weren't forced to perform. And it's the anniversary of the last aired episode of one of the most popular sitcoms in American history, as 20 years ago today, 76 million people watched the finale of Seinfeld, the show ending with the four main characters convicted and in prison, where Jerry is doing stand-up at the end.
So, anyone from Cell Block D?
I am.
I'll talk slower.
That episode got very mixed reviews. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in. to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living Consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Local weather here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're a little overcast outside right now, at least in Flemington, about 60 degrees. Cloudy today, high near 75. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms between midnight and 3 a.m. Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise sunny, high in the 80s, warming up a little bit. More showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night. That's probably going to be when the most rain falls here. Chance of showers on Wednesday, otherwise cloudy with high near 71. Again, more rain Wednesday. Looks like a rainy week. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high near 76. Showers likely Thursday night and Friday and Saturday. So looks like a lot of water coming through. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert, being held at 2 p.m. at North Huntington High School, are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and, of course, the award-winning Huntington Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now, because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Hey, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow here at WHCRDB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Getting together on Mondays and then anytime thereafter, if you like, from our archives. Talk about food, beverages, events. Sometimes a guest. Pete Nersia will probably be here next week. We were going to get together this week, but he had a little mishap, so I'm going to do a pepper tasting. Hopefully be able to video it. We've done black pepper before, but not really a tasting. And probably upcoming, we'll get into chilies, of course, for summer. So a couple things on the horizon anyway. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Celebrated Mother's Day, made it through. Enjoyed either a good meal at home or your favorite restaurant. Most people like to go out. It's because sometimes we... people want to cook the meal, but who is going to get stuck cleaning up? That's always the issue. So most people go out. So what's coming up now? Of course, we're in the midst of college graduations, and then middle of next month, all your middle school and grammar school, high school graduations. So this whole next month, and wedding season already in full swing. So I'm sure the caterers and venues are busy, and people are, you know, it's the weather's getting warmer, at least up here in the Northeast, and we're kind of late getting to it here, but things tend to move outside sometimes when we're having parties like this, and we thought today about some ideas for something like that. For like I say, you're getting together, most families will have somebody that's graduating from moving up, Sarah, whatever they call them. You've got religious events going on, communions, confirmations, as far as the Catholic religion and probably other Christian religions. So there's in spring, there's always an excuse to get together and celebrate with food. So what for a graduation party? So we're thinking this year of a taco party. We've done for my owner's, he's got four kids, two of them in college, one on the way, and then one after that. So every year, every 2 years, there's a high school and a college graduation. So we did had a pizza truck come last year, which was pretty cool, with a wood burning pizza truck. This outfit will cater, and for a fee, that, you know, depending on the amount of people, they provide several pizzas and a couple of salads, and just keep making it until people stop eating. You know, at the end of, I think it's a 2-hour session. It's pretty good when you figure they bring everything, take everything away. It's not messing up your home kitchen. The food truck culture now is really taken off. Obviously, it's still, I don't know if there's any end in sight. It's a great way for entrepreneurs to get started and kind of test the waters without huge real estate investments. And, you know, they're inspected, they're licensed. You know, you've got sometimes cities are making areas. It's like outdoor food courts where people can come and, you know, have your pick of what you want. But I was thinking, you know, the food that we kind of like, the popular foods, are a lot of them are what you call handhelds. You don't really need utensils. So we're thinking, again, of a taco party, which you could have a nice array. And it doesn't have to be Tex-Mex or even Mexican. As you've seen, again, with some of the food trucks, they could be Korean style, it could be Hawaiian style, it could be, you know, Mid-Eastern style. There's so many cultures that don't use utensils. The food is eaten with the hands or picked up with either a naan or a tortilla or some form of flatbread. Utensils kind of came later on the scene. I'm sure that, I mean, always a knife to cut things with, but the fork and the spoon didn't come about till pretty late. You know, there were some, I guess, some instances where they found, you know, things from, you know, prior to Christ BC, you know, BC, 3rd or 4th century BC, something like that. But, you know, the mid-teens was where things really, where it became not just for the elite, but for everybody. So, and you basically, we have a fork and a spoon and a knife, and this is what we use at table. But thinking of how those developed, there's also something called a spork, which even though there were recent patents as late 70s or 80 on the development of that, is 1878, I believe, is when that first patent was for that utensil. And because they're design patents, people can still call them the same name. They just have to look appreciably different from others that exist. So, and that's where you have your spoon and then the short tines of a fork. So you only need one utensil. If your food is already cut up, you don't need a knife, and you're able to take liquids and spear your solids and get it out of the way with one utensil. So probably before that, probably people just, you know, ate off the tip of a hunting knife, which probably isn't the safest thing. But hands forever, and it's still in some cultures in Africa, the Mideast, India. That's the accepted or the preferred way to dine, and it's usually communal. And of course, hygiene is important, but it's all even part of religious rites in the Muslim religion. So, you know, to make sure your hands are washed, and then you're only eating with your right hand, not your left hand. And oftentimes, the food is not really scooped up with your hand, but rather some sort of flatbread. So, in thinking about this, and looking at some of how many of our favorite foods in America are handhelds, and when you're doing a party, providing seats, tables, and chairs for everybody is one thing. You know, if you have a group too big for your house, then of course you have to move it outside. You rent tents. Usually it's a good idea if you're having a gathering to make it weatherproof. Make sure you have enough inside space, even though you're trying to take it outside. You know, and then you have to, you know, are you cooking? Are you actively cooking for the party while the party's going on? And this is why we thought of some things that maybe are not temperature or time sensitive. If you want a little bit of an action station, you can do that. But primarily, if you're the host, you still want to enjoy the party. So we'll talk about the foods that are handhelds and then see what we can do about incorporating. I mean, if you think of state fairs and celebrations like that, I mean, a lot of the food's handheld. They're doing everything. So I was reading I think it's called Food Dudes or something. They make a spaghetti and meatball cone. So they make an ice cream cone out of spaghetti that I think has some eggs in it, so they have to fry it and then roll it just like a waffle cone. It looks like a waffle cone. You got the pasta strands in there. And then they put some sauce and small meatballs and then put a larger meatball on the top, so it looks like an ice cream cone. So pretty, they've done spaghetti waffles, several neat items I just ran across. And I don't know, you can making a sandwich and the wrap obviously are everywhere, but let's see how we can translate that into a party that we can do some stuff ahead of time and be able to enjoy our own party. We'll be right back after a couple of messages.
Are you reeling in the east? Stowing away the time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Table here. So, yeah, handheld foods, gosh, and popular foods, not just, I know at Jake's, for example, when we opened up, I elected to go with chicken tenderloins, rather than wings, because I wanted to kind of take street food, handheld food, bar food, and make it a little bit more, I guess, shall we say, for lack of a better word, civilized or refined, meaning you can eat it with a knife and fork instead of picking up with your fingers. you know, there's no bone to wrestle with. You can cut them and be polite, if that's the word you want to use. And it really, I mean, it's taken off. It's still our best-selling item. We do have wings, obviously, now, but in the beginning we didn't. And it really worked out well. It's been, you know, a lot of places have what they call boneless chicken wings or chicken fingers or, you know, I don't know, all these kind of things. A lot of them are breaded. Ours are not breaded with that heavy breadcrumb coating, and they're actually really tenderloins. They're not strips of chicken breast, which even you look for recipes for chicken tenders, and they'll tell you to take a chicken breast and cut into strips. It's not, even though it's nice chicken breast, it's not as tender as that little tenderloin. And the breast tenderloin, and pain again, you know, little trivia, the true tenderloins on a bird are what you really call the oysters. They're underneath the backbone, but these are the breast tenderloins. They're clipped. You know, usually there's a little muscle in there, but they're very soft. They kind of puff up. We dredge them in a seasoned flour mix, and that's it. You know, that little bit, I mean, you have a little bit of, there's a little leavening in the flour, and I guess that's what helps it. But the sauce will cling to it then. If people like them grilled, of course, they're very lean, so grilling them, you have to use a fair amount of oil so they don't stick. But the fried ones do it quick, and, you know, I guess they're not consistently shaped enough maybe for a lot of the chains to use. That's why, you know, they sometimes they're going to look a little different. They might be a little, you know, bigger or smaller, and we adjust the portion accordingly. But so we went with, you know, the chicken tenders to get away from finger food, just like sandwiches. We do what's called a tartine, the open-faced, that you're going to eat with a knife and fork versus picking it up. And I just thought, you know, in a dining room, white cloth dining, tablecloth dining, rather, that would be, that would serve us better. And now I'm really seeing this trend toward, you know, barbecued ribs. You know, we have lamb pops, little French lamb chops. I mean, you're not going to eat those with a knife and fork. You pick them up like a lollipop, and you have it. It's only one or two bites. Pizza. And again, in Italy, I mean, you know, formally, yes, you would start with the outside and eat the pizza with a, you know, cut it with a knife and eat it with a fork. But really, it's really just made to, you know, the old New York style fold. It's almost like an open face sandwich, right? But they're meant to pick up and eat. I said ribs, you know, all manner of sandwiches, forget it. You know, hoagies and wraps and burritos, all these places are popping up that specialize in those things. Kebabs, even the Speedies from Southern Tier in New York State, originally, you know, sometimes it's just basically skewers of marinated meat or chicken, and you can slide them off the skewer into a roll, a long roll, French, maybe some French bread, but originally you would use thin sliced French bread and just use the piece of bread to grab the chunk of meat off the skewer, just like the other cultures that use some kind of flat bread or tortilla to kind of scoop up food. Sushi. I know people like chopsticks, but sushi, rolls, and even the, you know, anything except probably sashimi was meant to pick up with your fingers. It's finger food. Dim sum, steamed dim sum, and gyros. Think of, well, hand fruit, obviously. But what about feasts like a lobster bake or a crab boil where everything gets dumped on the table? I mean, you can't use a knife and a fork to take apart a hard-shell crab or a lobster. You've really got to get in, even, you know, fried chicken. You try to be polite. You try to cut it. But at a certain point, you got to just pick that piece up and eat it. You know, other fair food, ice cream cones. Instead of a dish of ice cream, we eat it out of a cone. We're chips and dips, any kind of dips, even if it's hummus and vegetables. I mean, all these hot dogs, hamburgers. I think it seems like when you start thinking about all the foods, and they're popular foods too, it's not like these are fringe or little cult things. It's everywhere. It seems to be, we are a mobile society, so it seems that kind of fits our lifestyle. We're either driving, we're moving, we're walking, we're eating, we're not stopping to dine, which, you know, for me is kind of I still like to do that when you, again, when we have time. We don't take the time to dine. And this is where even, you know, if you're on a short lunch hour, you walk outside, you go to some place and get an item to go, or you have a grab and go that you picked up that morning, and you just go sit on a bench somewhere, or go into a, if there's some public space nearby, just to, you know, take some kind of break. But oftentimes, again, minimal utensils, handheld food, eating on the go really does, you can see it really taking a lot, I mean, taking over in our culture. And even some fancy restaurateurs are now, you know, handheld shared plates where people take a little bite of something and you're using your fingers. If you get an artichoke dip, for example, and you have some crostinis, you're most likely just going to dip it in there, just take enough that fits on the bread, and that's it. And if you want to be polite, you can spoon it onto bread. I know, like guacamole and chips, you can take a little bit with a little spoon and put it, you know, when we serve for parties, oftentimes we'll put the guacamole around the chips so the guest does not have to do any dipping, breaking the chips, nobody's double dipping. Can't think of canapés and hors d'oeuvres. I mean, God, those are they're finger foods. They're not foods that you eat with a knife and fork. We try to do that whenever we have a walk around tasting or reception, things like that. We don't want too much trash left over. That's why even like a Clam's Casino, it's a nice hors d'oeuvre. Obviously, sometimes you're very hot. Then you got a clam shell, and you're standing there, well, where do I put this clam shell? So I try to do things that don't leave anything behind. And, and the temperature sensitivity, too. If you need things, you have a party, and you have things that have to be absolutely served piping hot, or they're only, you know, the sauce is only good for about half an hour, and then it breaks, or sits on a chafing dish and reduces too much. You've got, you know, safety issues, obviously, with food. You want to keep proper serving temperatures. But I like food that's more come to a little above room temperature. It's really, I think, tastes better. So, and you don't burn your tongue either. I think, you know, the advantage of eating with your hands is, of course, you have to pick it up. So it's not going to be so hot that you burn your tongue or the inside of your mouth. Because that, you know, even though you're, it heals quickly. It's just while it's burned is not too pleasant. It's tough to eat and taste anything. So handheld food. So when you're having gatherings, again, our cookouts. I'm not even going to call them barbecues. I'm saying cookouts. You know, burgers, sausages, dogs. Think of anything that you see at a state fair, and most of that stuff will be handhelds. So for our graduation, so a taco party. What are we going to do with a taco party? Now, we think of traditional tacos as the fried corn tortillas in that horseshoe shape, and you put some ground meat in there and some cheese and some lettuce, and they're crunchy, and even the taco people figured out, well, it's kind of messy because the things crumble. Like eating a tostada is very, the tostada is the open face corn tortilla. They're very nice. You can do some nice unusual things with them, but it's kind of like a mini pizza. I mean, if you try to cut it with a knife and fork, it's just going to shatter. You really have to, pick it up. So you're having a taco party. Yes, you could have those kind of tacos, and we used to do when the kids were little. You know, that was kind of one of the weeknight meals sometimes. You give me a season up your ground turkey or your ground beef or chorizo, whatever you like, and have your condiments and your toppings. And, you know, it's interactive. You're building your own. You can customize. A lot of neat things about it. But normally now you see the flour tortillas. We serve fish tacos at the restaurant, and we use the soft white flour tortillas. The best one is the ones made with masa harina, the white corn flour, and they're not you can get a white corn tortilla or a yellow corn, but those still have to be fried. Those are not good just warmed up on the grill. They're a little too chewy. Those have to take a little bit more cooking. But if you have your tortillas made with the masa, the fine flour, now you don't have to worry. If you're gluten sensitive, you've got something that's gluten free, and it's probably, I mean, flour was not introduced to this hemisphere until, of course, somebody came over. So the native food was, I mean, the grain of choice was corn. So we're going to set up some tacos and think like a caterer and think like a food truck. We're going to have things that we can make ahead and then finish at the last minute, or things that will hold up well, things that don't depend on being rare and medium rare and overcooking, and you got to worry about who likes what. And also outsource what you need to outsource. Sometimes you can't make everything yourself. So when some caterers often do that. I mean, the caterers, if you have tables and chairs that they're bringing, they oftentimes don't own them. They may rent them from somebody that just does that. Or you might get a certain hors d'oeuvre you like from, you know, for your reception, and the caterer may outsource. They may go to a food manufacturer if they use enough of them. I mean, I did this during the 80 Olympics with a dish. I needed it made, and I went to a company that had the dish in individual portions. I said, I need some half pans for quantity service, and all you have to do is commit to a certain amount, and you're able to get that product. So if you have a favorite restaurant or facility that you might like their food, sometimes you can combine the best of both worlds, your homemade specialties, and then some other things that you know will be favorites, and you don't have to worry, the work is done. Remember, when you buy something like that, the time, you're buying food and labor, so you have to think of your time also, and convenience. We'll be back at the table. We got a break for news, and we'll set this party up.
Could you know my name?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The move of the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem complete now, with formal dedication ceremonies that are just winding down. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying of the United States,
"We have no better friends in the world. You stand for Israel and you stand for Jerusalem."
As around 100,000 Palestinian protesters were clashing with Israeli security forces not far from the new embassy, President Trump said in a video message to the gathering,
"Our greatest hope is for peace."
The president's senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner also telling the crowd he believes peace between the Palestinians and Israel is possible.
"We will look back upon this day and remember that the journey to peace started with a strong America recognizing the truth."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
"I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference."
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
888-400-0435. Back at the table. So tacos, and if you're not able or willing to make your own, of course, this is where you outsource a little bit. You find a place or a source that makes the taco that you want. If you're going with the standard 6-inch flour tortillas, that's fine. You can pick them up in the supermarket. Sometimes you may not be able to find the masa ones, but you may have a a Mexican restaurant or something in the area that does make their own or has a source for them, and you just go get them from those people. And when you're doing something like this, say you have all your fillings and things we're just going to talk about that are ready ahead of time, if you want to put some action, what we call in catering an action station, then you would have a griddle set up, and you would be warming the tacos as your guests need them. Or you could be warming them and setting them out so they're warm. The other way, of course, is to wrap them in a towel, damp towel, and steam them. But a lot of, we like, for the fish tacos, we flash them right on the charcoal grill so they get a couple of marks on them. Even if you're doing, say you're doing a quesadilla party, you could griddle them on the flat griddle, but on the charcoal grill or your gas grill with the grates, you know, it puts little marks on there just like a steak, get that little toasty flavor. But you do need to heat the tortillas up. They're not good just right out of the package. And I say you could do it in batches, or you can make that your, you know, as your, as part of your entertainment, let's say, or part of whatever is the most important, which to me, would like pizza, the most important thing is the dough. That's where pizzerias probably spend their most time in, and that's a lot of the differences. But just with your taco party, maybe you want to make sure those tortillas are spot on, as we say. So whether you do that in bulk or do it as people are coming through, that would be, and it's something very simple. You're not getting too involved. You don't have to worry about any cross contamination. There's no proteins involved. It's nice. So you can pick your corn or your tortillas if you want the masa. You might want a variety. If you're doing some of the yellow corn ones, you may want to fry those up and present them as either large chips or as a tostada, the open face one. I don't know if you need those U-shaped ones, and a lot of times people will wrap those with a soft one just to keep the shattering from going everywhere. But so now our fillings. Now we're not going to just do this, you know, what we call taco meat. You have to get your seasoning and your ground meat. You could do that if you like, not a bad thing. But I would maybe step it up. Use a chorizo. Use something with a little more punch to it, and have that as one of your toppings. But better yet, if you're thinking of something like the fajitas, like carne asada, instead of having to sit there and grill steaks and then slice them, and of course they're good at room temperature, but then, you know, are they overcooked, are they undercooked, and it's a lot of work, especially if you've got a large group of people. Better to get a nice brisket and go kind of like, could be even barbecue. Again, there's no rules on these. You can make a taco out of anything. So it does, I mean, it's nice to celebrate the, you know, the Mexican or Latin American culture with the seasonings, the chilies, spices, citrus, all those nice things that make that food taste great. But as the food trucks have shown, you can take two cultures and kind of fuse them. So if you like Korean braised short ribs, for example, boneless for your taco meat, well, then do it. But that, the idea is the meat's already there. It's shredded, seasoned. Yes, you're going to keep it warm, but it's not so sensitive to, say, a rare piece of steak that you're trying to keep warm but not overcook. And if somebody wants it more done, what are you going to do? Throw it back on the grill. So I think the braised meats are the way to go. The beef, as I say, take something real tasty like chuck or short rib and braise it the way you like. I mean, if you want to use some chilies and another, actually, like for poultry, I mean, use the chicken thighs or even turkey legs if you want something real tasty. But braise them. Cook them slowly, just like you would do for a pulled pork. And use a marinade that you like. Use seasonings if you want to get some nice, some of the dried chilies and rehydrate them and make a little marinade. Achiote paste, Goya seasonings are very good for rubs. Achiote's that nice bright red, has a great flavor. Just stick with, take it in the direction you like. You can, again, you can customize this idea for, you know, what if you want, You want to do a sauerbraten taco? Why not? You know, sauerkraut is cabbage. German, I mean, you could do German tacos if you want. So tacos lend themselves to this creativity, and you can also have something that everybody can eat. You could have some things that are highly seasoned, but usually that comes with your condiments and your salsas. So you braise, you do your braises. They can be done ahead and shredded and then reseasoned at the end. Some of the, you know, the food trucks, of course, will take that shredded meat and then flash it on the griddle to crisp it up, get another texture to it. Here, again, an opportunity if you want to do something as an action station or a little bit of flair, maybe that would be where you focus. If the tortillas are already, maybe you've got a griddle pan or a flat top grill, and do the meats. You know, maybe one of the meats is all right. This is going to, I'm going to caramelize this, and you're going to get a real treat here. Because that's often what happens. They're braised with the seasoning and then tossed with the sauce, and then reheated or fried, griddled to caramelize the outside. Just like when you, again, American barbecue, you've got your mop sauce, and then you got your finishing sauce. The finishing sauce is what puts the glaze on the ribs or the chicken. Now, fish tacos, of course, the really popular ones, of course, fried fish, the Baja fish tacos, right? Surfer culture. Most of ours at the restaurant go out grilled or Cajun. People, once in a while, somebody wants them fried. And if you're doing this for a taco party, again, you want to cook small pieces of fish as people need them. Really, the way to do would be to take a side of a fish like mahi-mahi would work very well for this. Halibut would, but it's a little pricey. But not a fillet flaky fish. You want something a little firmer. Swordfish would work. And marinate the fish, roast it or grill it, and then it can either be, you can slice it and maybe put it on top of some of the condiment that's going to go in there. A nice condiment for these tacos would be a combination of roasted poblano chilies and sautéed onions. Think again of your fajitas with the poblanos. They're a little bit spicy, not as much as a jalapeno, but a little heat to them. But you roast those, peel them, and, of course, no seeds, no membrane, and cut them in strips and cut your onion. And this is something that could be a nice bed for the fish. You could put the fish right on so it doesn't, the chafing dish doesn't overcook the fish or dry it out. You've got something moist in there kind of holding it. We like to do this with family style or buffet service where even if it's flounder, fluke, or cod, haddock, baking a fish, we like to present it on either a bed of spinach or some kind of base to it so that it's not just fish sitting in butter or juice. So keep that in mind if you're doing fish tacos, that you can do them. I mean, if you like Cajun, most of our most popular ones is with the our Cajun fish spice. So you're taking a taco that's usually fried. It's already got some the pico, the shredded cabbage, and the crema. But they want that little spice to it. And some guests even, they want a little sriracha on there too. So you do this with your condiments. This is the beauty of this. People are kind of making their own food. They're involved, which is nice. You get just what you want. You can take as much or as little as you want. And for you, it's many of the things can be done ahead and simply put out. If you've got salsas that you like, you could get a green salsa. You can do a chunky pico de gallo. We do what we call a pico. It's not pico de gallo per se. It's similar ingredients but different proportion, with the aroma tomatoes and jalapenos, a little onion, cilantro, salt, and pepper. And we use that as a base for things. It's a topping for chili. It's a topping for the tacos, but they're cut very small. But it's not really juicy. It's more than just that the lime juice that's in there. A pico de gallo, you have more of the pulp of the tomatoes, and it's salsa. It's a little more liquidy. Actually, a lot of times we'll put a little light beer in there too to give it some liquid, kind of draw some of that juice out of the tomatoes. But the pico, take Roma tomatoes, and you take all the insides out. You just have the wall of the tomato. That's why you don't have so much liquid. And you cut that very fine mince jalapenos, quarter them, take out the rib, take out the seeds so you're not getting too much heat. Very, very fine dice. Red onion a little bit, and then mix it in. And that this relish, it kind of looks more like a relish. But this, if you need to make a salsa for something, it's like one of our mother sauces. You just add the pico to, say, some diced pineapple. And depending on the sweetness of the pineapple, you may need, if you need a little more, you know, a little honey or something to balance it out, or maybe a little more salt. But you can make peaches, you can make a salsa out of anything. And you could even add this to some pureed tomatoes and flavor that. So very good good thing to have on your in your refrigerator. It holds up fairly well. It's almost like pickled in the lime juice there. So we make our guacamole with it. You take an avocado and mash it and put a couple of tablespoons of pico in there, and you've got a Western-style guacamole. So you've got your braises, and they're done ahead. They can be shredded. Again, you don't have to worry about undercooking, overcooking. They're all going to be tender. And have your salsas and your garnishes. And then what else are we going to serve with that? Well, we've got a break for a couple of messages here. And we'll be back at the table and kind of round out our taco party or any party.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Table here. So our taco party, I was an aside too, talking about taco, pizza, if you happen to like grilled pizzas, recipe, basically it's kind of like a tortilla dough to do grilled pizzas. Instead of doing a traditional pizza dough and having it rise and, you know, rolling it out, you can make very quickly with flour, 2 cups of flour, a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, a teaspoon of baking powder, and a half teaspoon of salt, and right around 6 tablespoons of water, depending on the humidity. And you can make a dough. And it's similar to a tortilla dough, and press out circles. And you can grill these because you don't have to worry about proofing, about rising. They cook up, you know, kind of maybe like an arepa, a little thicker type of tortilla from South America that I usually split and filled. But you're going to get a little bit of puff to it from the baking powder. You don't have yeast in there to rise, but it will rise a little bit. But it gives you a crust that you can grill on one side and then flip it over, put some toppings on, and nothing too outrageous because you're just depending on that, you know, the heat coming through the pizza crust to melt cheeses, so you don't want to overload it. Or if you have a lid on your charcoal grill, you can close the lid for a second and melt. But these would give you some quick, whether indoors or outdoors, kind of, again, based on a tortilla-type recipe, quick pizza crust. And pizza aficionados would say, well, that's not, I mean, part of the crust of a pizza is the that slow fermentation that, you know, they make it at least a day or two ahead and let the dough ferment so it gets that deeper flavor. But if you need quick pizza, it's a way to go. So anyway, so we have our meats. We have them shredded. We have them seasoned. We have our tacos. And now a couple of salads. Black bean comes to mind. We do black bean and corn salad. You can actually add some grilled vegetables to that if you like. A pickled, make your own pickle. Cucumber and radish would be basically just the vinegar and sugar. We like to put a little diced onion and a few hot pepper flakes in our pickled cucumbers. But those would give you a nice counterpoint to the rich braised meats. Again, salsas. Guacamole would always be something to have. And I know that could be a little time sensitive because the avocados can kind of turn. But you have some lime juice in there. And truthfully, if you have your pico, your seasoning ready for guacamole, that's something you can easily make in small batches. You can put out some, and then if people use it all, you can always make more. Or if you don't want guacamole, just some diced avocado. But normally we'd try to incorporate that in something because the avocado oxidizes pretty quickly. You know, condiments, I mean, you've got cheeses, the kind you like. You know, people like, you know, Monterey Jack. They might like the cotija cheese, the Mexican, a little sharper. It's almost like a feta. But you can go crazy with cheeses if you want. And you're not really, you know, you're not melting them on the thing. It's not a quesadilla per se, so it could be anything you like. I mean, if you wanted to do a portobello mushroom and goat cheese and tomato taco, I mean, if you have vegetarians, that, I mean, that's where the bean salad would be good to have on hand. Something, some other kind of vegetable mixture too, that so if somebody doesn't want meat or fish, that they could also make themselves something. Anything would go in these tortillas, right? Some Napa cabbage shredded, maybe some iceberg. Pickled onion is another way to go. We have marinated onions at the restaurant. We marinate on an herb vinaigrette, but you could certainly, it seems pickled onion and maybe a little couple of jalapeno slices is another condiment. I know some of my kitchen guys will make things like that up. Or if they get takeout from a Mexican place, there's always this little container of, looks like pickled onions. That's what they are. They're just a little vinegar and or dressing to flavor them. And nice, you want things, again, with braises, you want that sharpness and brightness from either citrus or vinegar to offset the richness. I cried when I wrote this song. Sue me if I play. Another way, marinade, a mojito marinade, more like mojo. Citrus, I think Cuban, probably Puerto Rican, but using orange juice. We use the orange juice and a little bit of lime juice. And the you know, the onion and garlic, what we use for that. One technique I picked up, John Stage, Dinosaur Barbecue's book. He takes the onion and garlic and heats the olive oil, and then pours the sizzling oil over the onion and garlic. That's just enough cooking. It takes the rawness out, but you're not really sautéing it. And then mix it with your citrus, and I'd like to puree it all. But you have your cumin, your cilantro, maybe a little oregano in there if you like. Makes a great marinade, great mopping sauce, especially for chicken. Now, if you do like seafood on there, if you fancy it up a little bit, obviously a nice ceviche, the seafood that's cooked in the citrus juice would work for a seafood course. And you can also kind of tweak that a little bit. Again, traditionally, thin sliced scallops or fluke or fish like that, snapper, would be cured in the lime juice, the fresh lime juice, not the bottled kind. And the acid kind of, denatures the protein, so the product looks like it's cooked, it's safe, but it has a very unique texture, a little different than just cooking it by heat. But when you're making a ceviche, you could do a ceviche style. You could use the citrus, but combine maybe some lemon, some orange, something that's not as acidic. Even put some tomatoes in there. We've done this onion and avocado mixed in, but then you can partially cook some shellfish. Take shrimp. You could have shelled lobster in there. You could use crab meat, which already is pasteurized. The crab meat ceviche tastes very good. But you have, again, the citrus and the tomatoes and the spices. You can blanch calamari. Calamari rings, 30 seconds. That's all you need, and it still stays tender, but then you're in this marinade. So, again, perfectly safe. Comes from cultures, again, with not a history of refrigeration, warm temperatures, and it cures the fish, and it's you're not having it spoil. So naturally, you want to keep it cold. It does taste better when it's chilled down, so you could have your bowl sitting in some ice just to make sure that the, not really in the direct sunlight, but aside from that, nice thing to put on some chips for an appetizer. So again, think like a caterer and minimize your last-minute stuff. You want everything ready when your guests arrive. For flatware, if you're using plastic, try to get the really good stuff. First of all, it won't break on people, and then and you shouldn't need that many because you're doing mostly handhelds. You might need a fork for the salad or a spoon, but get the good stuff and wash it, reuse it. Glassware, especially around a pool, of course, a no-no, but you can get good permanent plasticware that you can just save for using outside. Plenty of napkins, plenty of water. Also, whether you're serving alcohol or not, make sure there's plenty of water available. Again, not bottled water. Save that plastic. If you have your faucet with a nice filter on it, or you do pitchers, something, we're just trying to eliminate so many of the cans and bottles. Think the alternatives to soda, maybe nice, different kind of iced tea or lemonade, limeade, make a nice punch. And, try to not have so much waste either. Plus, it's less to clean up, right? Well, that's it for this week. Hopefully, if you have a graduation or some occasion, try a taco party. And you don't have to do, I gave you kind of a big one with many choices, but even if you just do one protein and a couple of salads, you can still have people customize their dish and their handheld, right? We'll talk to you next week, Chef Bill.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of protesting Palestinians have been killed in clashes with Israeli security forces today, as nearly 2,000 others are injured. The Palestinians protesting the opening of a new American embassy in Jerusalem this morning. In a video statement from the White House, President Trump says the opening makes a strong statement that Jerusalem is the historic capital of Israel.
The United States will always be a great friend of Israel and a partner in the cause of freedom and peace.
As for the violence in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip today, U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says,
"We're not going to let the